Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mark, for the introduction again. Earlier this week, on Monday night, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp all suffered a 6-hour outage. If you logged on to any of these platforms, which are all run by the same company, you couldn't load anything. The servers were down, and you couldn't get a decent connection. Now, eventually, the servers did come back, and Facebook issued an official apology saying, "People and businesses around the world rely on us every day to stay connected. We apologize to all those affected, and we're working to understand more about what happened today so we can continue to make our infrastructure more resilient." I personally find these public apologies really interesting because in our culture it looks quite weak to say sorry. It looks strong to say we did the right thing and we're proud of ourselves, but it looks weak to say, "Actually, we got it wrong, and we can do nothing about it but apologize." And actually, Facebook have done it here in some quite flowery language, but what they're really saying is, "We messed up. We don't know what happened. We're sorry." My favourite example of this is Nick Clegg's apology in 2012, after promising not to raise tuition fees. As we all know, the coalition government did raise tuition fees. I myself am very aware of this as it made my university fees much more expensive. He says it very simply in a video that he released on YouTube. "There's no easy way to say this. We made a pledge, we didn't stick to it, and for that, I am sorry. When you've made a mistake, you should apologise." Many people who voted for the Lib Dems before 2012 have not done so since because of this tuition fee vote. But I personally think it is really good that Nick Clegg said sorry, and not just because it was turned into a very entertaining song. I also think it's important that Facebook have said sorry for their power outage. And I think it's important that food suppliers have apologised when breaks in the chain have affected supply. And it's important that we say sorry to individuals we've hurt, even if it feels pointless. But I think it's even more important that we, as humans in God's world, say sorry to God. In many ways, we have lived as if God doesn't exist. He is the great God who made this whole world, and we don't give him the authority he deserves over our lives. So it's right that we say sorry to God. If you believe in him, why not turn to him in prayer today and say sorry? I'll leave you with Justin Bieber asking, "Is it too late now to say sorry?" To which the answer is, absolutely not. Have a great day.